Joining me now is the newest member of the Las Vegas Aces and the WNBA's leading scorer last year and the two-time All-Star, Liz Cambage. Liz, welcome to Las Vegas.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So how have you been getting acclimated thus far?
I've just been trying to get my life together. I landed 3 days ago and went straight to watching the girls' practice match against Minnesota the other day. And it's just been physicals and on court and media. So I'm just focusing with the team right now.
So let's go back. When we heard about the discussions about the possibility of you coming to Las Vegas, what was going on in your mind and what was your thought process hearing all this stuff?
I guess we'd have to take it back to like January, February when the, you know, when the thought of the trade to Vegas came up, and I was a bit hesitant because the old me would have not made it out of this city alive. You know, I was very susceptible to all the distractions and all the lights and the nightlife, and you know, I used to be a big party girl, but now I'm a sober girl, so I was a bit wary about, you know, coming here because I just thought about the old me. But the new me's got this, and I'm very excited to be here. I'm very blessed, and yeah, this organization, this city, it's what the standard of women's basketball should be, so I'm very lucky to be here.
So what changed for you in that regard from the old you to the new you?
Talks with Bill and Dan, you know, just reflecting on myself really, and just the energy. I think, you know, the universe put me here, and I, you know, it was out of here in LA, and for some reason I've just had my heart set on living in LA for so long, but you know, I'm pretty happy that a trade didn't happen, and I feel like I'm really meant to be here. I really see myself as bringing a lot to this team and taking pressure off the other girls, and they're going to take a lot of pressure off me as well. So I really think this is where I'm meant to be, and I'm very grateful for being here.
How aggravating was it hearing that you were going to be traded, and what was that process like with conversations with you in Dallas, or were there any?
I guess it's when I was 19, I got drafted. And I got drafted to a city I openly spoke that about not wanting to go to. And it's since I was 19, I've been begging, fighting for a trade. And it's funny, Bill spoke the other day about how back in, I think it was 2015, they tried to trade to get me into New York, and that didn't happen. And then the past 5 months has been ridiculous. It's been on, it's been off. I've been sitting out. I'm going, it's fallen through, I'm sitting out again. Like 10 days ago I was sitting with my boyfriend like planning a trip to Europe in August because I thought I was going to have time off, but here I am, and I'm just taking it as it comes. And you know, Europe's not going anywhere, and so I'm very happy to be here in the league right now and with a job in a city I want to be in, so I'm very lucky.
Liz Cambage joined us. So we know that you sat out 5 WNBA seasons.
I thought this, if I sat out of this one, it would have been the fifth, but...
Okay, we can say 4, I don't know.
Yeah, I sat out a few seasons waiting for a trade, and it's frustrating seeing people, you know, tweet me, just sit out and you'll get your trade. And it's like, I've already done that like 4 years, 5 years, so...
So with that being said, was that more about you wanting to play for your homeland country, the national team in Australia, and also you played overseas in China, or was that maybe you just didn't want to play in the WNBA?
It's 50-50. You know, if when I sit out, I'm missing that paycheck, and also I'm not going to put myself through 5-6 months of, you know, of my life being surrounded by people that, you know, don't really lift me up, that don't want to be around me either, and aren't sharing the same energy as me. You know, I want to go to work with people that are going to put in that extra work, that want it, that are going to fight for it, and are going to respect each other at the same time. So I'm just a person that I've been through a lot. You know, I've been through those hard, depressed times. I spent years on anxiety and depression medication, and you know, this year I spent the summer at home, or y'all's winter at home, getting my body and my mind right. And I'm not in a place, I don't want to ruin that. I don't want to go back to the dark days, so I was ready to sit out to put my mental health first, and that's what I've done over the years as well. But I really think that I'm meant to be here. I'm loving the energy right now. I'm a very spiritual person. I literally have crystals down my bra every day to keep close to my heart. But yeah, I'm really loving the energy and the girls here, and it's where I want to be.
What are your early observations of not just the girls and the team, but the organization and the city of Las Vegas?
Everyone is so sweet and welcoming. and just my social media is just like full of just love and welcoming messages. So I'm very blessed and I'm very lucky, and I can't wait to, you know, I had friends here on the weekend for EDC and they drove into the town and they're messaging me like, Liz, you're on this massive billboard. And that's just like, we don't even get that back home in Australia. So it's so nice to be put out there and have people supporting me.
Your thoughts about playing for Bill Laimbeer, obviously a great former NBA player, world champion, and then also a great reputation as a WNBA coach with championships there. And of course, being a big man as well too. What is your relationship like with him? And was he part of the reason that you were excited about coming here or not?
No, I respect him. You know, we've got on it. Like, I yelled at him on the court last year. I think I told him to shut the beep up. But he, you know, he goes hard, and he goes hard for his girls, and I respect that. And, you know, he's going to teach me a lot, and I'll probably teach him a little bit as well. I get called a diva. I get called this and that, but I'm just a woman who, like, knows what she wants and doesn't, you know, settle.
The term I think he used was free spirit.
I am a free spirit, but, you know, I've always done things my way, and that's because I am so different from everyone else. But at the end of the day, I just want to win, and I do my extra work. I try to lift the girls up. I bring my energy. And that's all I can say. You know, people have a lot to say about me, but they've never actually worked with me. And I think that's the interesting thing.
And we know that you're here for this year. Obviously, Aces fans and the organization would love to keep you here beyond that. Do you feel like you're committed beyond this?
I'm loving it here, honestly. I'm loving the girls. I'm loving the city. You know, there's a little vegan spot right around the corner that I've been hitting up like twice already, and I've been here 3 days. And it's just dope. Like, I can't wait to go check out Red Rocks. And I just, the only thing I miss is my family, but I want them to come here. I don't want to go home. It's winter in Melbourne. Like, I don't want to go back there. They need to come here. So I could see myself here longer than this season, yeah.
Final thing, who is more recognizable in your homeland, you or Andrew Bogut?
You know what?
And who's the better player?
We're very different players. Well, you know what? We're not actually. I've always respected his game. You know, I remember watching him at the Rio Olympics, and he's just such a great post player. Like, yeah, we've had our, am I allowed to say bullshit? Because it is bullshit. We've had our bullshit on social media, but like, I was hanging with him a couple of weeks ago when we were checking out, they just did murals of us in Australia on the side of a stadium, because the men's Team USA team is heading out to play Australia before the World Cup later on the year. And you know, I want nothing but the best for our Australian boys. You know, I love Ben Simmons, you know, Dante. I hope the Boogeyman gets another championship, you know. It's great to see him back in the NBA. And he took basketball in Australia to a whole nother level, because he was just playing there in our summertime. And he, I think it was like the stats of people watching went up by like 200% just because we had him back in the league. So we're just two big personalities, but we both respect each other.
Well, it's great to have you here as part of the Aces. Great to have you in Las Vegas. We're going to look forward to covering you and watching for this great season.
Thank you very much, and thank you to everyone listening and supporting as well. It's good to be here.
Liz Cambage, newest member of the Las Vegas Aces.